Good morning. It's what is it? It's 7:53 a.m. on Friday, November the 21st. It's 20 something out here. According to my handy dandy handheld information device, it says 25 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah, I think it's at somewhere in there. Yeah, it's a bit on the chilly side. It's otherwise quite a lovely morning. Some high thin scattered clouds. It's quite lovely. Bring up my ingress scanner so I get credit for the walking. So yeah, it's I started markup yesterday on DoubleShare. It's been kind of slow going. I haven't done as much markup as I was fearing I would make, but the downside of that is I have whole chapters that don't have anything marked in them, which means when it comes time to make the updates, I have to do a lot of paging. So I stopped at the grocery store last night and I got some of those post-it flags. I'll go back through and flag what's marked, and I'll be able to pick up again. I'm a little late this morning. The kid was late. She was dragging. Keep tugging on the cord, which is not good. So am I actually recording? Says I am. 2 minutes and 34 seconds, 37 seconds in. Says I'm still recording, so I'll take that as a yes. My hips are complaining today. My calves were kind of tight when I got up this morning. The reality of not walking for 10 days and then getting out here and doing 2 days in a row, 2 miles, catching up with my body. So what am I thinking about today? Mostly I'm thinking about markup. Today's Friday. We've got a very busy night tonight. We're gonna take the kid over for dance recital, which she's going to do her dance and then duck out. Holy geese. I don't know if you can hear it or not, but it's lovely. Gorgeous, I love that sound. And then we're going to go over to where my wife is doing a chorale concert. With the Greeley, I think it's the Greeley Chamber Choir. And they're doing a couple of Vivaldi pieces. It's a short program and I'm not sure whether or not they'll let us in. But there is an intermission between the orchestra part of the program and the choral part. So With any luck, we'll be able to go in and wait in the lobby until intermission, and then perhaps find some seats, or at least stand in the back and listen to her sing. This is a very big thing for her. I'm very proud of her for stepping out of her comfort zone and finding something that she loves, which is choral singing. She really does enjoy it a great deal. And as much as she hates to go out in the evening, it's forced her to get up off the couch. It's forced her to go do things that I think I can only help. Oh, I've got a knot in my back. Big flock. Now they're going to turn to avoid me. How fun that must be. Not exactly. I'm anthropomorphizing, but that whole spread your wings and fly thing. Ouch. Pain is rising as I go here. Between the knot in my back and I've got another one in my hip. I sound like a crotchety old man. Probably because I'm a crotchety old man. Lots of doves flying around this morning. I'm not quite sure the significance of that. I'm a little bit later than normal because of the kid. Not terribly, but just a little bit. So I'm gonna get home and get a fresh cup of coffee and get this thing posted before I forget. Ah, they got their fence fixed. They've been making progress toward it. And they use nails. Interesting. Most people now are using screws. Galvanized screws. They use nails. The guy that had the fence that had the hole in it from car crashing into it. It's been every day I walk by here the last couple, 3 years, it's been a little more progress, a little more progress, a little more progress. Today the palings are up, so. Progress. Okay. the Western Reach. It's sun's up, it's shining on me, it feels wonderful. So, yeah, the markup going on DoubleShare is, I'm still seeing a lot of odd dialogue tags that I'm rather surprised by. Monk post. I haven't found any significant typos. Mostly it's just, oh, this is awkward. Well, I suppose if I just let, oh, this is awkward stuff go by, it'll take a lot less time. It's on the Passive Voice blog. PG picked up a Mark Coker piece explaining why from here on in selling as an indie is going to be much more difficult. And he made a couple of points that I think are valid. One being the tsunami of crap hasn't actually appeared, and while it's true that there are a lot of books that aren't necessarily palatable, the truth is that most of them are just sort of fading away, and what's rising is the stuff that's really good. Now I have some problems with space opera, because the military science fiction has really made significant inroads, and there's just some of the stuff I just can't read it. I've gotten samples, I've had them recommended to me, and maybe it's time for me to go back in again, because I've been reading a lot of non-science fiction. And while it's sometimes difficult to wade through, generally speaking, I've found some really interesting and fun stories. They've been executed poorly, but they're not, you know, the stories themselves are interesting. So maybe I ought to go give the military science fiction guys another shot. And one of my problems with military science fiction is that a lot of it is written by people who don't know what it's like to be on the sharp end of the spear. And so, like, and someone pointed out that Bane books are like this too, that there's a lot of jingoistic rah-rah glorification of war. And to a certain extent, I had that problem with David Werber. And Werber was always careful to point out the cost and to show commanders weighing the costs. But maybe I was reading too harshly. Maybe I was reading with the wrong eye. I've really started reading stuff that I probably would have thrown. I don't remember what it was that got me. I probably mentioned it on a podcast, or perhaps I mentioned it on one of the files that got destroyed or something, but I find myself, you know, I read a lot of iffy and bad fiction for craft purposes, so that I can go through and read and say, okay, what's wrong with this, and what did this author do that makes me have this particular reaction? And what did this author do to have me have this particular reaction? So why do I still can't figure out why I am so hung up on present tense. But present tense is the fastest way to turn me off in a book. And I don't know quite why. I found there was a romance series that was going along. Great guns. I enjoyed it. I was having fun with it. It wasn't, oh, that's who it was. It was that romance series. It was, the characters had unique voice. That's one of the things is that attracts me to a story, is that the characters have unique voice. You might not like the voice, but it's unique. And it suits, it fits the character. It's who the character is. And so I was reading along, and I got through, I think I got one as a freebie, and then I bought the next two books. Tip. And they were all $3.99, so it wasn't like it was like a no-brainer. And then the fourth book was present tense. Fourth book shifted from third person, close third past, to close third present. And I'm like, no! So it was a sample, and I just said, oh, hell with this, I'm done. And I felt like I wanted to write to her and say, you had a great franchise going, and then you screwed it up. And I thought, that's kind of dickish. I have enough trouble with people thinking that I'm kind of a dick. I have to change my name to Richard. Because every Richard is a dick. So I thought I'd just know. She'll see, if it's really significant to her audience, she'll see the drop-off in sales of book four. Now whether she'll notice why, I don't know, but that first-person crap just drives me buck shit. I have the same problem with Eduardo Swastagui, whatever his name is. Dead Beef. I gotta get Pink Ballerina, because Dead Beef was really cool. But he's got another series with the dogs on the cover. His Tracking Jane series. And I started to read the first book and thought, you know, I'm his first person. Eduardo, how could you do this? And so I read the first couple chapters of the sample. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't handle it. It was just too off-putting. It was too, I don't even know what it is. I can't even put a word on it. And it makes me feel bad that there's this whole raft of reading that it just doesn't appeal to me, because that first-person stuff just gets in the way so badly that I can't cope with it. At any rate, I am at the back gate. How long have I been recording? I've been recording 20 minutes, so I've been walking very fast. not too surprising given my hip is saying, hey, what the hell are you doing? But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow, well, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.